See, when heaven was cleaned out, and all them satanic spirits was cast down into the earth plane. See, they were incarnated. See, now at that time there wasn't enough bodies to go around. You see, you just had that one woman and that one man. You see? So now Paul is telling you that death reigns. See, now this is the first man. From Adam down to Moses. See? And all of them, from Adam on down to Moses, every last one of them was sinners. Oh, holy point, you got an ink in there. See? Get the point? No way do I hold it.
All right.
You see? See, death reigned in Adam. Now all of them were concluded under sin.
Right.
Everybody was not back there in the garden in the form of a man. But everybody, listen at me now, everybody, see, was the seed was in the mind of that one man.
Right.
You see? You get it now? So that man, the whole thing was concluded furnishing from that one man. Now everybody, dead rain, from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned. They were not there in the garden in a physical form. But listen, they were all concluded under that one man. So that that one man, Joshua out of the fire. See? Had to come for all of
us.
You see what I mean? That's why they all had to be concluded. Now listen. Death reigned from Adam to Moses. Now the Mosaic law, she was of effect until Joshua the Messiah come and fulfilled. That's what we mean from Adam, death reigned from Adam to Moses. See, you understand? It means to the Mosaic law, and when you come down here, it don't mean it just when Moses come along with that new. See, it's the law. See, now here's what we're asking. See, why did God give the law in the first place to the children of Israel? Why did he do that? That's what we're asking about. That's what we're trying to answer. See? All right, read on.
For unto the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Nevertheless.
Wait, hold it. Hold tight. See? There's some more we don't understand. See, when God told Noah to build that ark, you see, and you're talking about Abraham, and you're talking about the other patriarchs, see, they didn't have no law. See? For unto the law, sin was in the world, they didn't have it. Then all of them from there on down was concluded under that Adamic transgression. When he was told to make an ark, of course he was given an order to do it. No. You understand? Now let me tell you this too. Oftentimes we say to the law and to the ceremony, and then this is what somebody else thinks. They think that Jeff started the first one of the major prophets and go down to the minor prophets. See, that's what they think. They think that's what it meant when it says to the law and to the prophets. You see? But I have you to know that the prophets, are you listening now? Even the seventh from Adam was a prophet. They always have been prophets. Do you understand? Ever since the world began. How you like that?
All right.
See? But Enoch didn't write no book. He prophesied, but he didn't write no book.
John the Baptist was a prophet, but he didn't write no book.
You see, Isaiah was a prophet, he wrote a book. Jeremiah was a prophet, he wrote a book. You see this one? But they didn't write no book. Now, how have you found out about Enoch being a prophet? How you found out about him, what he said? Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all that were ungodly. You understand? How you found out about Moses told you about it. Well, how did Moses find out about him? You see how technical I am? See, it's because, now listen at me. See, they know how to hand it down. See, Moses saw it in a vision.
Right.
He saw the whole thing. He saw Adam created. He saw Eve in the garden. He said, look right at Yahweh created Adam. See? Out of the dust of the earth. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And while I'm on there too, I want to say this. He didn't say breathed into his mouth the breath of life. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Not such a mouth. See? It's that nothing through your nostrils. See? You're not supposed to breathe through your mouth. You're supposed to breathe through your nostrils. See? It's the same thing, Yahweh. Yeah? You see? I thought I'd cover that. See, now, dear friends from Adam to Moses, now listen, here's how it works. After the Samaria too, of Adam's transgression, even over them that had not sinned. See? All right. Just move on now. So that right quick. I know you have to go.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the submission of Adam's transgression.
Now, don't forget what we're after now. I ask now, why did God give them the law? That's quite real.
Who is the figure of him that was to come?
Who is the figure of him that was to come? Read, I'm in the
not as the fence.
Read that
also on. Is the free gift. For if through the fence of one many be dead, much more the grace of Yahweh and the gift by grace, it is by one man, Joshua the Messiah, have abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one for condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense doth reign by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Joshua the Messiah. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, that the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sinners abound, grace is much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Joshua the Messiah, our Savior.
Galatians 3:19.
Wherefore then serveth the law?
Wherefore then serveth the law?
It was added because of transgression.
Now listen, folks. Now look. My question is, see, now that was a rundown that the writer gave you there. Same man called. Now listen. We're asking the question, well, why did he give the law in the first place? Would you mind reading?
Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression.
Now look up here. It was added because of the transgression. That's why the law was given. That's why the law was given from Mount Sinai. It was added because of the transgression. See? Now here's what happened. See? many a time. People say, well, now look, if it had been me,
yeah.
and I had been back there, I never would. You got an awful lot of confidence in your head.
That's what it is.
I never would have took that risk.
No, that's what he else
said. Now look at all the fire falls down. I know yesterday. But anyhow, I'd rather let some of these other folks that are not men.
Now,
we're getting straight. So now it's God's hand now, isn't it? All right, you wasn't back there, isn't it, God?
So now I think we can.
You understand? So now, and I gave Adam
the law.
You understand? Now I give you one, Israel.
What do you mean?
Because I gave him one.
What?
Now I give you one. But you throw your hand in. See, now that would stop you from walking around boasting if it had been me.
I would have never done that.
You understand? You should have gone down. That's against the purpose of God. Now listen, folks. Yahweh did not intend in the first place for a man to walk around on this earth plane and this physical body throughout the ages. He never intended that in the first place when he made that man.
In other words, Adam wasn't in Mark.
See?
And now, somebody said here the other night that Jehovah's Witnesses said that God didn't know Adam was going to partake of the fruit of the tree.
You're silly.
You see what it means?
About
it,
you just don't know who Adam was.
That's right.
That's
real trouble.
And another thing, you haven't even got
acquainted
with
Jones. That's right.
You see? Now, we're struggling hard to make you see. Now, you see why God gave him the law? The law was added because of the transgression. You get that one? See? Now, he can't go back in and say, well, if God been me out back there, well, he had his head, you see. He did him one, and he never done so well.
See,
there was no one of them righteous.
You see? You understand? And look, I want to tell you this, folks. Now, Roger read it there a while ago. Now, listen to what I'm saying. See, now, this Adam back here, and this Adam here, now that's what he died for, was that back there.
That's exactly right.
You see? See? Because of the Adamic transgression. That's what he died for. Now I might say this to you too, so you can wake up. See? It is Adam's wife. Now, Adam was not in the transgression. It was his wife that partaken of the fruit of that tree and gave it to him.
That's right.
Now, you don't read that, I'll read that to you. Now, look, that testified and that showed you. That's what we're trying to get over to you all the time. That testified and it showed you that Yahshua, the Messiah, died for his bride or his wife, just like Adam voluntarily died for his. That's the thing we're trying to get over to you.
You see? That's it back there. You understand?
Now here comes along some body that's saying, look, I don't believe Jesus died out there on the cross. I believe he was drugged or whatnot. No, this ain't it. See, you're drugged. Psychological drug. See, you're just downright stupid. And why should a Jew come along and write something about this back here and something he believes about one thing and he don't believe the other?
See? You understand?
Now, do you see why he gave the law? Adam broke that, and the law was added because of the transgression. You see? And it magnifies. You understand? Now, here you are. Now, listen close to this one. Now, here you are. You said if I was back there, I wouldn't have done it. And here you are to Mount Sinai, you understand? And given the law, you understand? And they all broke it. Now, here you are, come on down here. And you are stupid enough to think that you're going to get out there and live right and all, and you ain't going to break no law, you understand? And you don't have nothing more than them folks did back there. You see what I mean? This can't be done. See, what has to happen, and you just might as well straighten up and quit playing hypocrite. See, just straighten up and fly right, because you can't make it. He has to put his spirit in you. You see? And cause that cause you to walk in his way. And this, I want you to know this, too. Everybody may have that spirit. See? That has the spirit. They are not saints, but sons of God. Mm-hmm. Or sons of God, just like Joshua the Messiah. You are now where you were then. Then it's the Holy Spirit in you, see, that makes you a son. And listen, you can't behave without him. Nobody never did it. You understand? Now, in the same sense, do this, do that, do the other. Don't do this, and don't do that. See, Yahweh, if you look at the new covenant, now this is what he said. He had to get in you himself. So that's the only hope. That you've got to see. Now, I will clear up until this moment. Anybody else got any more questions? Did I make it clear? Do you understand now? Any more questions? Is the fulfillment of the law. Now, let me say this. You are no more justified in doing unrighteous now than you were that day in the garden under the law. Do you see what I mean? Nobody is justified in wrongdoing. You see what I mean? And nobody that has the Holy Spirit in you, listen, you don't have to be keeping around corners. See where they're going to be here as well. You understand? Taking them out, you know, and trying them out on probation and all that kind of jive and junk. See, you don't have to do that. See, now the apostles, they walked around, they were disciples at that time, and they were witnessing Yahshua and Messiah fulfilling the law and the prophets. See, they wasn't watching to try to see whether he's going to live right or not. You see the point? Anybody else got any questions? Hold up your hand if you have. All right, that's it. Does everybody hear what she's saying?
No, no.
Did everybody hear? don't understand that. Well, now, he don't understand the 40 and dealing with that and then the correlation. Now look, you see, should I let somebody else explain? Do you want me to do that? All right, and tell us quick. if you don't tell us, we are quick. You see, we just might miss.
The quickest way to explain and make it real plain and simple. As you know, you take blood, water, 40. But you don't see a 40 right here. You don't have a place in your Bible to go pick up this 40 back here. But you can find it very easy when you understand the purpose of God. Now look, when Yahweh gave Adam in the garden that commandment,
he was right in his own. Is that right? Okay, now my tonight was when Yahweh spoke from Mount Sinai to the children of Israel. Moses and the children of Israel. Now the children of Israel was likened to Eve, and Moses was likened to Adam. They both received the law at the same time. I want you to see that first. Now, Moses goes up into that mount, and he's up there for 40 days. The first part of his 40 days up there in the mount, the first 7 days, he was seeing the creation come in. And then the 33 days, after that, he was seeing the generation from Adam all the way down, that you have recorded in Genesis. You follow me that way. Now look. The woman, Eve in the garden, was in the transgression, disobeyed the commandment. Same case here when Moses come down out of the mount, the children of Israel had disobeyed the commandment. Now that was after 40 days from the time he gave the law. I'm trying to point it back here first. See it here first. Then you correlate it over here. Because see, when Moses come down out of the mount, it's the same as when Adam recognizes Eve and partakes of the same thing. Now look, he was in the transgression first. Then he partook of the fruit. What would he die for, right? Israel had disobeyed the commandments here. Moses come down and breaks those things with stone. You know, the same thing, in other words, him breaking the stone is the same as Israel breaking the law there. The sign to the court there. 40 days, he's got to come out there. So they both tie the same thing. Now, you say, well, I don't see it. I would go back and say it one other way now. Adam was in the earth. Moses started on the beginning of the time he went in that mountain. I'm talking about Adam, but he was not revealed to Moses until the sixth day. Then he rested on the seventh day. Then he saw Adam's posterity come out from him in those generations. I'm talking about Adam now. Moses in the vision. Moses in the vision, he's seeing Adam come from out of the earth. Then you see his seed come forth from him. You follow that now? Now that's happening with him, and in other words, it's 40 with him. When Moses comes out of that mountain. So when he comes out himself, he's got to come out himself at the same time. But he makes up the first portion of this vision. It's the step. He's in the earth, coming up out of there. And then he's in the garden there. You know, let's say 33. That's how old he was when he came out. Tying at 33 and the 7 together, making a 40. He's got to come out at 40. So he's got to have 40 here, 40 here, 40 here. All the way through. It's got to work the same way. To pick up Adam, you just have to see that Moses saw him the 40 days he was up there in that mountain. And when Moses came down out, the same as Adam coming out of that garden. Those two tie in together. Bring me over here. 40 over here. Is that what you're saying? And you saw the 40s on this chart are psychological and spiritual.
Around here, this is a wisdom campaign. You want to know. Ask it so everybody can hear. And then when I answer one, I want to answer so everybody can hear. You satisfied? All right. Any more questions? Now it's time for us to dismiss the question. been flying. Now, there's been a whole lot of flowers. It's about getting out on time. And as a rule, I'm the most guilty offender down here. And the reason for that is because I'm trying with all I'm not trying to watch the clouds. I'm trying to get some more with you. From the very worst door, right? What's got me deeply concerned, I can't even sleep. And there's no day, no time at all. You see, because what I just walked with that in my body, in my mind, all the time. Sometimes you don't know it. You see, sometimes I have to go off in the corridor, shut the door someplace, and I'm concerned to the extent of just I can't hold back the tears to save my life. I want you to know so bad, not what time it is.
Hey,
But now, we've tried to give you an opportunity. I mean, we're going to get to class. And you seem to have all the questions answered up. So then, from here, there's folks here another hour. Now, here's another thing I want to say. Don't take them cups and get a cup of coffee and pass it all down in the steps and go out there and throw it in. Cups around out there in the street. Be clean, decent, and in order. You understand what I'm talking about? And help to try to keep this place clean. You understand? Don't say, well, I don't have to be bothered with it when you get ahead. See, we're opposed all forms of running like this. Mm-hmm. If you start down somewhere wrong, and all those kinds of things, you see. And do what you ought to do. You see? And I'll try my best. You try to get this thing out in on time. Let's stand. You're now. You know why? Yeah.
Why? Now it's altogether different
by me telling you something, and by me seeing something. You understand?
Yes.
Now everybody comes along and they say, he said, but now what I want to get over to you is this. Now I was caught up into heaven itself. I talked with God. Is that clear, you see? I have seen angels and apparitions. I know the purpose of Yahweh's from start to finish. Listen at me. I can't tell my own self something. And I don't expect to tell you something. It has to be revealed to you. And I want to let you know this. I'm not trying to play anything important either. The more you know about it, the smaller you get. That's right. Now I know it. For me to get up and talk like this as a rule will insult somebody. You understand? But folks, believe you me, I am on your side. I am standing with the devil to save your life. I have never been paid not one cent during the whole 37 years. Nobody ever paid me. And listen, that's not all. You're not going to pay me. You understand? Because I will not have it. I want to make myself clear in every respect. Now, did you understand what I said, Freddie? I said I saw a vision. And I said it was revealed to me, the meaning of this. I said I saw, you heard me, I saw with Yahweh. And I further say, nobody can tell me nothing. Now the reason why you can't tell me nothing is because you don't know nothing to tell me. And I don't know nothing as a man to tell you. Now that makes it easier. You what I mean?
What I learned somewhere. I didn't go
to you. But I will tell you one thing. You are not going to talk about something that I don't know something about.
No. You're not going to do that.
Now, I said all that I have said in order to tell you this. If you will humble yourself to vision, to come and sit down.
Yeah.
And learn.
You too. Can know the truth.
Now let me tell you something. When you go out there and go to college, just like the fire. Now they went and enumerated. They threw it right down the line. Get back. Now for the most part, a lot of you don't know about the man. They've even heard of it. And neither do they know it. Now, if you go and look, you see, you'll find it's a tribe of people that not much know about it. And they don't expect to know a whole lot about it, but they call my person right there, they don't know about it. And they come on down, and he says, come on. Then they come on down, and they took Elijah. And then they come on down, and they took Jesus Christ. Then they come on down to Barola.
I'm stewing.
And what not?
Stewing that those men were men that were sent of God. And talking about, listen now, reincarnation. And this was God reincarnated. Now look, they also spoke of, now you pay attention to what I'm saying. They spoke of Buddha that sit out the dropping. He is the Buddha.
You understand? That's a man. That's his name.
See? They also spoke of, and you learn in college, about the philosophers, such as Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. Now, if you go to school, you're going to have to learn something about it. You understand what I'm talking about? You're going to get the lesson. Now, they were great men. See? Listen now, they were before the birth of Joshua the Messiah.
They were before.
Not after.
Before.
All right. Now, here's what I want to say to you about it. I want you to take the 10th chapter of St. John.
So you can see.
Then you don't have to go tell somebody I see.
That's the read, Doc.
I want to see what he said about them.
I don't want to come before you. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the shepherds did not hear.
See? Now, I didn't say that. See, look here. He was foreordained and predestined
to come, as Dr. Richard knows. Moses said, Moses said, and now I want what Moses said, I want to talk about this holy Koran.
See? And Elijah Muhammad didn't write the Koran. And Elijah Muhammad was extremely wise
when it comes to reading and writing and intelligence and whatnot. He didn't write.
And I want to tell you this. He was born in 632 A.D. Now that's after Messiah. Now here's what I want you, what I want you to see. I want you to see the fallacy, the ignorance of it. So you can understand what's going on. Now it's a matter of absolute impossibility for him to be born after the show's over, then go back and correct the law and the prophecies which has already been fulfilled. That don't even make sense. In other words, he's born in 632 A.D., you understand, after the show's over. See, now he's going back in great Moses and the prophets because he says that it was all mixed up and messed up
into the white man's religion.
Now then, that man, now that he's delivered, and when he said for them to bow down, if they didn't bow down, then this is what it does.